sound of the American horn. And Opry music on a Saturday night brings a smile to your face and a tear to your eye. Sing a song about the heartland, the only place I feel at home. Sing about the way a good man works until the daylight's gone.
Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As he continues to push for a ceasefire in the Middle East, Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Doha, Qatar, announcing that the U.S. is giving $135 million in aid to the Palestinians.
It is imperative that we continue to address the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. The extraordinary challenges that the children, the women, the men of Gaza are encountering every single day. And that's all the more urgent with winter approaching.
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are counting down the days until the election. Harris appears with Barack Obama, Tyler Perry, and Bruce Springsteen tonight in Georgia. Donald Trump says he will be in New York at Madison Square Garden for a rally on Sunday. According to the Labor Department, the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits fell last week, but the total number of people actually collecting benefits has risen to its highest level in almost 3 years. Boeing's striking machinists still on strike, having rejected the company's offer last night. This is ABC News. A Florida mom is suing the company behind a popular chatbot after her son's death by suicide. Megan Garcia says her 14-year-old became addicted to a bot that took on the persona of a Game of Thrones character. More from ABC's Andrea Fujii.
She's suing the chatbot's owner, Character AI, claiming the company was reckless in offering teens access to chatbots without safeguards.
It seemed like grooming. It seemed like prompting into certain sexual role-playing or fantasies.
Character AI says it's heartbroken by the tragic loss and says it's introducing safety measures and making changes to reduce the possibility of minors encountering sensitive content.
Garcia also suing Google, which recently hired the founders of Character AI. Plane rides may be on the way to being even noisier. Qatar Airways is rolling out free high-speed internet, opening the door for FaceTime and Zoom calls mid-air. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ahlen. Nearly 100,000 people cast early ballots on the first day of in-person absentee voting in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Elections Commission reported over 97,000 in-person absentee ballots were cast on Tuesday, with long lines in Madison and Milwaukee. That compares to nearly 80,000 ballots on the first day 4 years ago. Republican vice presidential nominee Senator J.D. Vance will return to Wisconsin next week. The Trump campaign says Vance will speak in Racine Monday. Vance was in Waukesha just last weekend. His Racine event will be just days after Kamala Harris's running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz's campaign stop in Racine. And a rapper led students to the polls at UW-Madison. Video posted to social media Wednesday by the Wisconsin Democratic Party shows UW-Madison alum Young Gravy leading a parade of students to an early voting site. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay, my fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your Durand area forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, partly sunny, highs in the mid-60s, south winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers with a low around 42. For Friday, mostly sunny and a high near 60. Mostly clear Friday night, we drop to 30 degrees. Saturday, sunny and 58, back to the mid-60s on Sunday. For Monday, partly sunny and low 70s.
Currently 42 degrees.
Thanks, Corey. On the way, we're going to continue our spotlight on Elfla Long Farms. We'll do that next. Right now, here's Jake Owen and Anywhere With You.
If your dream house is a double wide trailer sitting back in the holler on a country road, then baby, that's where we'll go. If you don't want to settle down, we can bounce around from town to town, and that's fine with me. If you want to just ride the breeze, well, I'll go anywhere. West Virginia, baby, I don't care. Mexico on a wild hair. Have you ever seen California? Pick a spot on any old map. I travel light in my back. As long as I'm where you're at, I'm gonna have a real good view. I'll go anywhere, anywhere with you. Well, I bet there's a two lane running right through the middle of a wide open desert to a ghost town. If you wanna just hide out, we can send a postcard back from a mountaintop out in Idaho. Maybe get snowed in anytime, baby, you say when. Seen California, pick a spot on any old map. I travel light and my bags are packed. Just
tell us I'm where you're at. I'm gonna have a real good view. I'll go anywhere, anywhere with you. Yeah, I'll go anywhere. West Virginia, baby, I don't care. Mexico on a wild hair. Have you ever seen cats? My travel light and my bags are packed. Just as long as I'm where you're at, I'm gonna have a real good view. I'll go anywhere. Well, girl, I swear, just say the word, I'll take you there. Oh, anywhere, anywhere with you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins, and joining us once again is David Steyer with Alpha Long Farms as we continue our week-long spotlight with Alpha Long Farms. Thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin yesterday, talking a little bit about how the farm protects the water, and even started to talk a little bit about how the farm protects the soil. And we're going to continue that, and also on what the farm does to make sure the milk stays wholesome. And Dave, thanks again for joining us. You mentioned yesterday you're using a lot of cover crops because you want to have that soil biology and positive soil health. That rye that you use, do you use it anywhere here on the farm, or is it just something that's just used to keep the organic matter out on the field?
We actually do a little bit of both with the rye. We the last 2 years we've taken about 300 to 350 acres and left it grow in the spring, harvested as a crop. It gets to be about shoulder height when we're ready to harvest, and then we're actually feeding that back to our dry cows and heifers. And so we found that it makes a really good forage. A lot of our feed is pretty high quality, and so on the heifers we're trying not to get them too heavy before they calve in, and so this rye really fits in nicely there. And so it's been a really good feed source that way, an extender of our corn silage as well.
And there's, from what I've been told, there's kind of another side benefit. Rye has the ability to keep the dandelions and other weeds away, and so that's another benefit.
Yeah, rye has a very strong allelopathic effect on weeds, and so if you plant rye in a field, you probably won't see much at all for weeds in that field. It's just something about the rye plant that is very, very good at killing off everything else or keeping anything else from growing. And so when we plant it in the fall and seed it down, that's pretty much what comes up in the fall. You know, we're looking to get a kind of a green carpet established in the fall so that not only from a water erosion standpoint in the fall, but even more so in the spring when the soil is more malleable and more subject to erosion with the spring thaws and the spring rains. We really want to have a green mat out there to help hold the soil and prevent soil erosion. It also gives us a really nice seed bed to seed into. Like you said, from a weed standpoint, it does a really good job of controlling weeds. So we can come in and direct plant into that rye and then come back later on and kill the rye off and have a really good seed bed for our corn.
Talking with David Steyer this morning with Alpha Long Farms as we have spotlight the Steyer family all this week. Thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. So let's talk a little bit about the milk. You have to, I've always noticed this with dairy farms. You guys do a lot of cleaning here, and you have to, don't you?
You know, it's a very timely question. So in the past 2 to 3 weeks, we've had our state inspection. We had a surprise FDA inspection, which was, they said it was random, but a year ago we had scored a perfect score on a federal survey. And so I don't know if the FDA score inspection was random or if they were just checking up on the federal inspector, but it went very well. We had a 96 to a 99. The only thing he could find was on one of the parlor walls, he saw some cobwebs up near a window. So he checked us on that, and then crack in the cement in the tank room. But I mean, it was pretty minor stuff. But And then our state inspection was just this last week. That went well as well. So, you know, a lot of people coming through inspecting, but we've gotten really good as far as the teams and the crews that we have here on our daily cleaning and things like that. Not only in our tanker bay where the tankers are stored and the milk is stored in those tankers, but also our milking area, the inside of our rotary where our receiver jar and things like that are. Very proud of how the guys and gals keep things up and keep it clean.
The other thing that dairy farms do, at least the milk people do, but there's all kinds of testing of the milk here. Cleaning and testing, it seems like that's just as important as having to be out in the fields or even milking the cows.
Yeah, it's amazing how things have changed over the years. We've recently installed a Piper system, which comes from the Netherlands, but it's a system that does inline sampling of the milk as we're milking. And so when we get done with a tanker, we'll have a 2,000 milliliter bag full of milk that is a representative sample of that tanker from that milking. And so when the milk haulers come, both of our milk haulers along with myself are state certified to pull samples, so we can actually pull the milk sample and send that sample in to be tested. So we'll pull not only a sample for butterfat and that, but also a sample for antibiotic testing, because every load is tested before it's unloaded to make sure that it's clean and free of antibiotics. And so we also do a lot of things on the farm to ensure that we don't have any cows that are treated that go in the line. It's not only labeling the cows, it's labeling the computer system, their cow cards, things of that nature, so that everybody's on the same page, you know, as far as medications and whatnot.
Talking with David Steyer this morning with Alpha Long Farms as we continue our spotlight on the Steyer family with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And if I'm not mistaken, your farm is a little bit different from a lot of Wisconsin dairy farms where the milk ends up being cheese. Your milk ends up, from last I remember, in school.
Yeah. When our youngest, Brian, just started at Madison. He's a freshman down there. But last fall, when he started up his senior year in Menominee here at high school, I asked him if he could send me a picture of the milk carton. And so he did. And here it was bottled at the plant where our milk goes up in the cities, one of the Kemp's plants that bottles for school milk. A majority of our milk does go for school milk up in the cities, which we're really proud of. And so we sell to DFA. DFA decides where our milk goes. We really don't have a say in it, but we've had a very good record just from a quality standpoint, and so a lot of it goes up there for school milk. They also sell to a number of other venues, including Rochester for ice cream, Zumbrota for cheddar, Grassland for butter, you know, occasionally Legrander for Culver's cheese and custard and things of the like. So it does, there's a lot of different plants that it can end up, but most of it does go to school milk up in the cities. So
I could just see the smile on your face. You're pretty darn proud of that, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I think, you know, it's pretty cool to me when my son can be sitting in the cafeteria in Menominee drinking milk that came from our farm, you know. And a roundabout way, it goes up to the cities and ends up back in Menominee here, but it's still pretty cool.
Talking with David Steyer with Alpha Long Farms this morning as we continue our spotlight on the farm with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And because of that, and all dairy farmers have always taken a lot of pride in their product, that's why you do what you do with all of this testing and cleaning and cleaning and testing. I mean, we talked with Karen. One of the reasons you have the big brushes in the barn is to keep the cows clean. That's why.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the neatest things, compliments I could get is that we've had, you know, my wife talked a little bit about it, but we've had a number of tours come through, many international tours in the last couple of weeks with Expo and a group from Croatia that came through, and to a T, when we got done with the tours, the people were really impressed, and I think one of the things that resonated the most with me is that they could tell how much we care, you know, not just about being a big farm. It's not about that, but it's about taking care of the animals, doing a good job with the animals, loving what we do, being proud of the products that we create and produce and provide to the consumer. So
I do have to ask before we let you go and wrap up this today's interview. So the two German Shepherds, do they help out on the farm? They are part of the family.
They are a big help. Yeah.
It's called stress release. When the Dave and Karen and the family want to play a little bit, the dogs, that's their job, right?
They're ready and willing, yeah, believe me. So.
Coming up tomorrow morning, Karen's going to join us again, and we're going to talk about some of the volunteer work that the family does here on the farm, and it's a lot. And we're going to talk about that here tomorrow morning as well as we continue our spotlight with the Steyer family in Elfalong Farms. Thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. You're listening to WRDN.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The Dairy Farm families of AMPI are proud to share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Find the Dinner Bell Creamery brand in your favorite store and bring home the taste of farm-fresh goodness. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, our commitment runs deep to care for our land, animals, cooperative, and communities. The result is award-winning butter and cheese, where the heart of the Midwest shines through in every flavorful bite. Find us online at dinnerbellcreamery.coop or follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Dinner Bell Creamery, co-op crafted by farmers, made for families.
It's better over here. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits, and if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Eric Hovde's been caught lying again. Caught lying about Tammy Baldwin 20 times in his ads. The latest, quote, Hovde falsely claimed that Tammy Baldwin supports sex change surgery on minors. The truth? Tammy Baldwin doesn't support that, and there's no sex change surgeries on minors anywhere in Wisconsin. None. Hovde also lied about Baldwin, quote, giving our money to a transgender clinic. That's been found false three different times. The Journal Sentinel says the truth is Baldwin supported mental health funding for a homeless youth shelter. That's right. Hovde's attacking a place for homeless kids. We all know what Eric Hovde is doing. He's trying to scare you. But they are all lies. Wisconsin is better than this. We're not going to let some billionaire California banker lie his way into the United States Senate.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Covered yet. There's at least another million miles under these old bus treads. So if you think I'm gonna settle down, I've got news for you. I still got a lot of leaving left to do. And as long as there's a song left in this old guitar, This life I'm bound to live ain't for the faint of heart. So you won't fall for me. You know what's good for you, 'cause I still got me too tonight, and we could talk about forever for a day or two, but I still got
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I don't call me much, but she loves this place, and I gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks, so I gotta light her. I like whiskey, she likes tequila, so I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances to cowboy songs, loves to get lost in the moment. She comes alive when the neon's on, don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing, and right here's where I'll be staying all night long. 'Cause she only dances to cowboy songs. She only dances to cowboy songs. Yeah, she makes love like an amaryllis rain. Just something about her. One night with her would make anyone think they can't live without her. If she rolls through three chords and the truth might give me every chance. That steel guitar will steal her heart if anything can. She only dances to cowboy songs, loves to get lost in the moment. She comes alive when the neon's on, don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing, and right here's where I'll be staying all night long. 'Cause she only dances to cowboy songs. Place, I gotta find her.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD and George Burge and Cowboy Songs 9:35. I'm Brian Winnikins, and this reminder, there'll be a haunted trail on Saturday with Anthony Akers Charter School in Mondovi. It will go through the school forest. This will be held from 6 to 9 p.m. on Saturday night. Admissions $10, free popcorn, apple cider, fun prizes too. Visit the Anthony Akers School Facebook page for more information. Let's run down today in history. On this date, 1901, daredevil Anna Edson Taylor becomes the first person to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel. She thought, hey, why not? She emerged from the fall without any injuries. Yeah, she went down 175 feet. Look at her fall. 1931, the George Washington Bridge opened for traffic. The bridge connects New York and New Jersey, and there was a traffic jam. 1939, nylon stockings went on sale in the United States for the first time, but not for long. That thing called World War II. And the military needed nylon for parachutes and other things. Get them while they last, right? 1940, the 40-hour work week went into effect under the Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938. In 1945, the United Nations was formally established with the ratification of the United Nations Charter. 1962, the United States is quarantine of Cuba. during the Cuban Missile Crisis begins. It's a quarantine, not a blockade. Words matter. Blockade's an act of war. Didn't want that. So they just called it a quarantine. 1972 Baseball Hall of Famer Jackie Robinson passed away at the age of 53. 1989, popular television evangelist Jim Baker sentenced to 45 years in prison, fined $500,000 on his conviction of 24 counts of fraud. He was released after serving 5 years. He's back in Branson, Missouri, doing the timeshares again. You bet. There you go. Now, 1991, Star Trek creator Gene Roddenberry passed away at the age of 70. 2005, Hurricane Wilma plows into the state of Florida. The Category 3 storm hit Florida with winds of 125 miles an hour. 2005, civil rights icon Rosa Parks passed away in her sleep in Detroit. She was 92. 2015, legendary actress Maureen O'Hara passed away at the age of 95. And in 2022, actor Leslie Jordan passed away at the age of 67. He was known for playing Beverly Leslie on the TV series Will and Grace. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we have a check of our opening markets. Markets just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update brought to you by Animal Wellness Center in Buffalo Valley and BioVet.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Milk markets are mostly lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, November milk down 5 to 2035, December down 11 to 2047, January down 10 to 2033, February milk steady at 1991. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets moving mostly higher. Hogs are mostly mixed today. Now, the cattle on feed report is on Friday, and the trade is starting to once again expand some of their long positions on the cattle side due to the higher boxed beef prices. Hog markets, though, they're taking a little bit of profits here as the early morning lean pork cutout values are a bit mixed, and that has the trade just a touch nervous and has decided to take some of those profits. October live cattle up 60 cents to 188.22. October feeder cattle up 35 cents to 248.92. December hogs down 55 cents to 79.62. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly higher today. End users are looking to get additional coverage at the harvest, and they're getting more aggressive, stepping in to get some ownership and buying some of the contracts. Also, the funds, they have been short in the marketplace, but they're starting to get close to even on their positions. But again, some of the strength in that export demand supporting the markets. December corn up 3 1/4 to 422 1/4. November beans up 8 3/4 to 1006 1/4. December wheat up 3 1/4 to 581 3/4.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Sure, it's election season. But there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on, like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialist, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your Durand Area forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, partly sunny, highs in the mid-60s, south winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers with a low around 42. For Friday, mostly sunny and a high near 60. Mostly clear Friday night, we drop to 30 degrees. Saturday, sunny and 58, back to the mid-60s on Sunday. For Monday, partly sunny and low 70s.
It's 43 at our studios.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Start singing once.
some help on the farm. Somebody with a truck and two strong arms, not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man. I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the peaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog. So I cooled off in the creek. Then it was back to work in that dadgum heat. I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I didn't. Cause just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. Just getting home from Panama City. She was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer. The kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was sneaking her home and dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind. With that sun beating down on his back of mine, and just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with the farmer's daughter. Got married last spring. Oh, and there ain't no better life for me. I'm still hauling hay and feeding the hogs, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog. So I cool off in the creek, and she brings me out a glass of sweet iced tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind, and I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter. Yeah. The farmer's daughter.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
You're never gonna be alone. Never from now on. Need someone to hold, just hold on me. I'll never be far away. I'm here to stay. If you get lost on me. The second I looked into your eyes, baby, I held on for my life. No matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be. Even if the I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna love you. Even with my last breath, the last beat in my chest, I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna love you. Even on the worst of days, I know it's gonna be okay. As long as I've got you right here. Whatever it is that we go through, no matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be. Even if the whole world turns itself against us, I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna love you.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD. And Parmalee, gonna love you, 9:52. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, there will be a cemetery tour of the Oakwood Cemetery in Pepin this Saturday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. You'll be able to stroll among the grave sites as local presenters bring 19th century Pepin pioneers back to life. Again, that's coming up on Saturday, 4:30 to 6 p.m. at the Oakwood Cemetery in Pepin. Uh-oh, you know what that means. Time now for another story from Files of Police Squad. Silly people doing silly things and going to the big house. We go to the great state of Virginia, where some Manassas, Virginia residents are creeped out but unhurt after finding a stranger sleeping on their couch. Police responded to the call and detained Yona Torres, who was found sleeping away. Also had illegal drugs on him. Oops. Nothing was taken from the home. Police say Torres may have been confused about where he was napping. He's been charged with burglary, drug possession, and public intoxication. Well, he was just tired. Needed to take a nap. No worries, Yovana. You're going to have plenty of time to take a nap where you're going. Unfortunately, the bed in the big house isn't very comfortable.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
I'm Terry Schoonover, candidate for Assembly in District 29, which runs along the Mississippi River from Trempealeau in the south to Prescott in the north and over to Blair in the east. For 20 years, I worked in emergency management. I learned you can't do it by yourself. You have to listen. You have to work with all the agencies that have a piece of the action. You have to respect each other. I want to take that experience to Madison, help break the gridlock, get people working together, get stuff done. I'd appreciate your vote for Assembly on November 5th, paid for by Schoonover for 8029, Bill Brueger, Treasurer.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Tammy Baldwin's record is radical and dangerous. Baldwin voted to let boys compete in girls' sports, and she co-sponsored a bill to force women to share locker rooms with biological men. Tammy Baldwin also has a secret. She spends her time in D.C. and New York, where her girlfriend is a high-end Wall Street advisor, but Baldwin refuses to disclose their assets. The press says her actions raise serious ethical questions. While Tammy looks out for herself, she's left our southern border wide open, leading to deadly fentanyl and criminals across Wisconsin. And under Baldwin, inflation has soared, costing us thousands of dollars per year. 25 years of career politician Tammy Baldwin is enough. She's too liberal and too extreme. The better choice is Eric Hovde, endorsed by President Trump. Eric Hovde for U.S. Senate. Fix Washington PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FixWashingtonPAC.org.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Don't tell me the reason that you're calling. It's to see if I'm all right since you've been gone. Cause I know you and I know why we're talking. You're wanting me to say I'm barely hanging on. Well, maybe that was true for
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Terry Clark, Better Things to Do. 9:59. I'm Brian Winnikins. Thanks again to David Steyer for joining us this morning as we continued our spotlight on Elk Belong Farms. Part 4 now available on our YouTube channel. You can watch that at Drain Broadcasting WRDN on YouTube. Check that out. We'll wrap things up with Elk Belong Farms tomorrow, talking about some of the volunteer work the farm does.